dear learners, in the previous section, we discussed what is edge index. In brief, with the definition, number of papers cited at least that much number of times is edge index, and who provides the edge index. Now, in this section, we'll be dealing with locating the edge index in the different databases. We will begin with locating the edge index in the Scopus database. Now, we want to locate the edge index from the Scopus database. So, what is the first step? Enter the URL of the Scopus, enter into the database website. This is the user interface of Scopus. If you have the institutional ID or the institutional subscription, you can enter your login and the password and can enjoy the various more features of the Scopus database. As you can see, this database, so as we are not having the institutional subscription, we are just going to the free lookup of Scopus. For that, we will go for the author search, and this is the information about the Scopus. That Scopus is the world's largest abstract and citation database of peer-reviewed research literature with over 22,000 titles from more than 5,000 international publishers. You can use this free author lookup to search for any author, or use the author feedback wizard to verify your Scopus author profile. Register for your unique ORC ID and use Scopus to import your records. As far as the ORC ID is concerned, we will discuss this thing in the next module. Now, what next? So, these are the fields which you have to utilize for searching the author: author's last name, author's first name, affiliation, if you know them. This, for example, I have entered the Lofton, a very famous scientist known for his cyclotoxin research. Initials of his first name, affiliation, if you know the ORC ID, you can also enter that thing and then click the search. Now, this is the result given by the Scopus. As you can see, the two author results we found with the name Lofton, last name and first name T. You can refine your result and with respect to the source title, affiliation, city, country, and with respect to this document count from high to low, or author, affiliation, etc. In this case, we got the two entries with the name. So we know that the author is from University of Iceland. He has the documents. We can see that 268 and H index 55 is there. So this is a direct H index. However, this is the new development with the Scopus database. As far as I know, in previous time, in Scopus free lookup, in this page particularly, H index was not shown directly. Nowadays, it is being directly shown in this place only. Otherwise, you will have to go click on the name of the author for getting the detailed report of the author. Now, we clicked it, and thereafter, we will have the author details. We will have the ORC ID of that author, this author ID, subject area, document and citation trend we will be observing with a particular graph. We can see this, in this case, we can see the H index of this author, Lofton. Lofton's H index is 55. The documents by author are 268, total citation 14,610 by 8,192 documents. So you can view the H graph if you are having the subscription. And you can see the other name formats of that particular author, subject area you can view in which he has contributed. Document and citation trend, we can see that in 2017, the total citations were
1,305. In 2018, total documents published were 14 and the citations were 1,304. While his endeavor started as far as the Scopus is concerned in 2009 with 6 documents, which now has reached to the in 2019 with citation 587. And documents 6 in 2019. Now, what else we can get from this user interface or the author profile page? That total documents, total citation, total papers, we can have the idea from this chart. Now we can scroll down, we can have the list of all the papers published by him, and if we have identified the author, in particular we need not to go to the any other source. If the article is in open access, we can freely download them, otherwise we need to go for subscription based journals. So we can have the entire list of Scopus indexed journals, articles of that particular author. Now we come up again and we see. Now let us go to the author search again and see the example. What we will do, now we will add another scientist name. Say for example, I added the name of great Einstein, Albert Einstein. So Einstein A. Search. Then we landed into a paper. Then we landed into a page in which 68 authors were there. 68 author results were there. So what we have to do, that we have to focus on the affiliation of the author. We know that the Einstein was affiliated to the Princeton. So we will scroll down first. We will see whether there are multiple authors or not. If there are multi authors, we will go to the affiliation, then click on that Institute of Advanced Study page. We will click on that particular entry as the for getting the author details. Now, in case of Einstein, we can see that there are the 102 documents which are cited by 1,009,915 documents. 37 co-authors were there. We can scroll down to have the entire list of Einstein's publications. So with the help of affiliation, we come to know that this is the genuine author detail. And with the H index, we can see the Einstein is having the H index 40. Though he has ceased working, but still the H index is growing. As we discussed, that H index always goes on. With the upward trend, the document by the authors are 102 and total citations are 22,746. Okay. So we can have the entire list. Now we have discussed about the Scopus database and locating the H index in the Scopus database.